think that one piece of knowledge that we all have in common is that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is an important day. Exactly what's going on, what's the significance, where does it come from, where is it going, what's exactly happening is maybe a little bit less clear, maybe to us and maybe even beyond to us. So I thought maybe we'll try to, at least put some of these things in perspective. But the reality is that to talk about Rosh Hashanah Rabbah in a real sense of what it's about, it's certainly connected to Yom Kippur. Kippur and the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva experience. To talk about that, which maybe is a little bit easier for us to understand, or a little bit more familiar with, but to talk about that really requires, I believe, going all the way back to creation. So if you'll permit me, we'll start with creation, and we'll work our way back, and all just to give it a sense of context. And I think it's really very important, because we're talking about judgment. Judgment, that's an operative word, right? A day of judgment, right? Rosh Hashanah, and then a final judgment, Yom Kippur, and then Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is the thing we all know about it is that it seems the final stages of the judgment that were taken on Yom Kippur are placed into motion, and we'll see more specifically about that. A little bit later, Shana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. But this whole judgment thing is very, very interesting. It's very, very concerning too, but that's besides the point. So I thought we'll go back to creation. You really can't go back further than Bereishis Bo Elokim, Es HaShamayim Es HaOretz. And we know that Elokim is the Midas Hadin. Hashem created the world with Midas Hadin. Judgment. Elikim is the judge. Even in Loshen Choyl, is Elohim, the judge, is in Loshen Choyl, find the Torah too. So, created the world with judgment. L'choyra, one might think that that's contradictory to the Pasuk in Tehillim that says Olam Chesed Yiboneh, says that the world is based upon, and it's basically built with and as an expression of Hashem's Chesed. So is it a world that was conceived in Chesed, kindness, giving, or is it a world that was built upon judgment? Seems to be a contradiction. Well, Rashi deals with this partially a little bit further on when the Pasuk says, Eile toldos, this is already in Perek Beis by Sheni, Eile toldos ha-shamayim v'oretz bihi borom, these are the toldos shamayim v'oretz when they were created, biyoim asois Hashem Elohim eretz v'shomoyim. On the day that Hashem Elokim, Elokim is again the Midas HaMishpot, Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim, so Hashem Elokim made Shomai Eretz V'Shomayim, and here's Bereishis Bora Elokim Es HaShomayim Es HaOretz. So Rashi says here, she'll say it. Mm-hmm. always here, the Rashi. What? No, there is only one. I can't find it. Anyway, but you'll check it out. But I don't know why I can't find it. But Rashi says, oh, I know why I can't find it. Rashi says it over here. Doesn't say it over there. I'm sorry, my mistake. Here, Boro Elohim, please forgive me. Okay, that was just a stall till other people could show up. Okay, Boro Elohim, V'loi nema Boro Hashem. Here in Bereishis, it doesn't say Boro Hashem. Shebetchila ola b'machshovo livroisim b'midas hadin. Originally, it was the intent, and we have to understand what that means. Hashem doesn't have stages in his thinking and doesn't have time in his existence. So it means it all happened at one. In other words, it's how do you call it? It's conceptually, but not in real, not reality, virtually, okay? Not in reality, though. All of Machshava Levroisa B'Midas Hadin. The plan should have been to create the world with Midas Hadin. V'roa She'ein Ho'olam Iskayim. Hashem saw the world will have no kiyum if it's with Din. If we have to face with Din, we're finished, you know, because not only did I never meet a person who wants what he deserves, never met such a person. Everybody wants more than they deserve. But Bechlal, there wouldn't be any deserving. There wouldn't be a kiyum. We'd be all in trouble. So he says, Hikdim midas rachamim v'shotful midas hadin. He was makdim. He made, preceded, took first the midas rachamim and made it a partner with the midas hadin. That's what the pasuk later on means. So, l'choira, the pshat in this is simple. Really, all of machshavto, again, no, there's no machshavas, no stages of his thinking. But really, the ideal situation would have been to create the world with din. Because din is the greatest chesed. That wouldn't have been a stira to olam chesed yibone. Because chesed is, the greatest chesed is earning something. You know, the highest level of tzedakah is if you give a person a job, he's earning it now. And you're not embarrassing him. There's no nama de kisufa if we get that which we don't earn. So mamela din mishpat reishis bo elikim would have been the ideal situation in terms of maximizing the chesed. The problem would be, though, that we wouldn't be able to maintain that situation. The world would fall apart, everybody. We can't just live with din. Mamela, he was, but look what the Loshon Rashi says is, Hikdim Midas Harachamim. He took the Midas Harachamim first and made it a shutif with the Midas Hadin. In other words, so the way Hashem really runs his world is like this. He recreated the world with Din. But in order for the world to have a kiyum, he took Midas Harachamim and made it part and parcel of the Midas Hadin. A shutif hikdim, even before. It was maybe, I don't know, it was the first part of the shutfis. I don't know if that means it's the managing partner or the primary partner, but it's hikdim midas harachamim, shotfo midas hadin. And that's the judgment that we have in the world. So basically we know that Hashem judges this world, and he judges the world with din, but included in that din, a shutif in that din, is this hakdomo, this prior existence of the Midas HaRachamim, and that's the way he judges his world, and I assume that the Pshat is like this. And this is conjecture a little bit, but I assume the Pshat is like this. If he would just temper the Midas HaDin with Rachamim, then there would again be Nama de Kisufa. Really, I didn't earn it, but I had Rachmonas, they gave it, threw me a bone. But if he made the Rachamim a shutef in the Midas HaDin, in other words, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part and parcel of the din is Rachamim. That is the way he created. That's the judgment standard that he has. It's not a judgment standard that ignores or oblivious to the Midas HaRachamim. The Midas HaRachamim is part and parcel of that judgment system. So this is the way Hashem judges his world. Now, The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that really the judgment should take place when we finish, when we're on the way out. How well did you do in this world? You had a had a mission here in this world to accomplish, and now it's time to leave and to go to the world of Hayom La'Soysom U'Mochor L'Kabel S'chorom, the next place. That's the world where you get rewarded for what you did well in this world. And there should have been a judgment then. Sefer HaChinuch tells us that the world would just could not possibly exist, because if we had to pile up all of the responsibility and guilt and peklach of chiyuvim that we have until that point that we get up there after 120, we wouldn't be able to deal with it. We wouldn't be able to correct it. We wouldn't be able to do tshuva. He even says the world would have no kiyum. So Mele, from the Chesed Hashem, he made every year a new judgment. Rosh Hashanah starts a new system. You can deal with 1 year's accounting at a time. It's a little more a lot more manageable. And then he gave special time to deal with it, and special schoolers, and special dispensations, and tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and the Mitzumah Shel Yom Mechaper, and a whole system to help us to deal with it on a reasonable basis so that we can be successful in this yearly judgment, and the Mela make it through year by year. And that's really the system. Okay. Now the question is, there's an extension of that system, and it's really all part and parcel. And I don't want to dwell too much on that because it's really past. But the whole experience of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is just one of complete Chesed. There's a Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Yom Yodei Sirua. He taught us a secret. He says, blow the shofar, remind yourselves of Akedas Yitzchok and Maimon Har Sinai and all the other things that the shofar reminds us of. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up Kaviyochol from his Kisei Mishpot, which I assume is a shutuf of Rachamim too, according to what Rashi said. And he sits on the Kisei Rachamim. That's all. Now, I'm telling you how to beat the din. Not only that, the Gemara says, and Rashi explains, that when the sultan hears the shofar, is nistamu tainoisav. The sultan, the accuser, the prosecuting attorney, gets all confused. He becomes tongue-tied. He can't prosecute the case anymore. It's finished. What do I do? And all this, the judge is helping us to beat the system. Hey, you can get by the judgment. I'm helping you. Comes Yom Kippur, a special day, a special mitzvah of tshuva, you know, sholo lechochma, what should be with a nefesh achoytas, tomus. Hacha Kodesh Baruch Hu said, yaseh tshuva v'yis kaperloi. And there's such a thing as kapora. You can be forgiven for everything. You can uproot it. It can become as if you never did it. It can be wiped off completely. All this is all from the Chesed Hashem. However, the Chesed Hashem goes even a step further. Now we finish Yom Kippur, there's the final decision. Wait, so here there's two different nuschois that I'm aware of, and I'm sure there are many more. There's the one that's in the Avudrom. He says that he talks about Hoshana Rabbah, and he says, "V'oid ki b'yom zehu kiyum hachasimo she'onu mivakshim milfnei habayri b'yom haKippurim she'chasamnu lechayim v'alkei nogim lohosif hoydu." And he says, "Today is the kiyum of the chasimo, that we asked for a favorable judgment on Yom Kippur. We have like until today to deal with it. This is the kiyum. It's not fully." Actualized. He just says, I don't know what that means exactly, but he says the kiyum of the chasimo is only today. It's only mekuyim. I guess it's only signed, sealed, and deliverable. The Yisoy v'sheresh ha'avoida, who, if you're not familiar with him, forgive me in an aside, just to share with you, his name was Rabbi Alexander Ziskin. He was one of the, probably about maybe 150 to 200 years ago, around then, I don't know exactly, at least 150 years ago. He was a big mekubal, and he was... So Reb Aryeh Levine heard from Reb Ben Zion Tzisling, who was by Reb Nochemke from Harodna, who was that famous tzaddik there. He was a shamish in the shul there. The Chofetz Chaim used to go to him to see what Yiras Shamayim was all about. The Chofetz Chaim was all stories about the Chofetz Chaim with him. Anyway, so he heard from him like this. He heard that this Rabbi Alexander Ziskin would get ready for Shabbos, and he was the mechaber of this sefer. He would go to the mikveh and put on his white clothing for Shabbos, and then go to the shul with his Megillah of Shir HaShirim in his hands, that he wrote. It's written like a Sefer Torah, a regular Megillah. For Hoyo Kere Shir HaShirim B'Mesinus, and he read Shir HaShirim very meticulously. B'Mesikus Gedoyla, very sweetness, over his slavus, over dveikus neiro, and with an excitement and a clinging to Hashem in an unbelievable way. V'himshich Reb Nochem Omar, Kabbalah biyodeinu me'avoseinu. We have a Kabbalah. These people weren't just storytellers. Shemalachei malo hoyu poiskim miloy mar shiro. The malachim would stop saying shiro. V'hoyu oimdim. Yeah, and the Malochim would stop. They have a Kabbalah now. These guys knew these things. That the Malochim would stop saying Shira just to listen to his Shira Shirim. He broke through the different levels of the heaven. See him, Reb Nochem. But this is the interesting point, because there was a Shai. Listen to this. Kol zebederes koidmim. Because the story was that this Reb Nochemke had this Rabbi Sisling, who came as a guest, and he only came to make Kiddush late at night because there were soldiers that came to town and he had to first take care of their needs. He says, this was all when they didn't have this like we have today. Muftachani shagoyin hakodesh baal yisur shoros avoidus chus yogin oleinu omein lo hoyo mahaseis aflorega. He wouldn't hesitate for a moment. Ve'oizev amira shirashirim shaloi. He would not do his shirashirim that the malochim used to stop saying shira when they heard him. Umizdariz lahatzil nafsho shel chayil yehudi. And he would be mizdariz himself to save the life of chayil yehudi echod. If there was one Jewish soldier that was in need of something, he came to town. I don't know whether he was in need of hashpo, whether he was talking about his ruchnius or his gashmius. It doesn't say clearly, but he says he has no suffix that this tzaddik, who the malochim used to stop saying shira to listen to him. Anyway, so that was just stam. We should realize that ruchnius is number one, but bein olam chaveroi takes precedence. Anyway. So this is who he is. This is this Machaber. So he says like this. He says about Shoshana Rabbah, he says like this. I thought I had it marked here. Anyway, but what he says is really very simple. He says that Hoshana Rabbah is the day where, that's why we say a kvittel, a good kvittel, a piskatova, is the day where the instructions, the written instructions of the decisions, the written decisions that were taken on Yom Kippur are given over to the appropriate shluchim to be able to deliver and deal with whatever has to happen based on the judgment of Yom Kippur. And then he continues and says, and it's only on Shmini Atzeres when they're actually given permission to enact this thing. So what we're doing here on Shana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres is hopefully dealing with the final stages of this judgment. Okay, so now let's talk for a few minutes about dealing with judgment and dealing with Ruchnius and dealing with Tshuva and dealing with Yiras Shamayim. And because I think there's a very powerful message that there is in this Yontif experience. I happen to have here something. I have the original, but the original is much longer, so I'll just quote it, the following, just to put a little bit perspective here. Yeah, Reb Moshe Tukachinsky, who was one of the last of the Talmidim of the Altav from Slabotka, was the Mashgiach in Slabotka. I actually got to know him a little bit when we were in Eretz Yisrael the first time. he heard from Rav Avrom Gruzhensky, who was the Mashkiach before him in Slabodka, yet in Europe, the following. He said, Rav Avrom Gruzhensky asked Reb Itzler. Reb Itzler Blaser was the Talmid Mufik of Reb Yisrael, was one of the Talmidim Mufokim of Reb Yisrael Salanta. Madua Shina Reb Itzler Miderech Rabbi Reb Yisrael Salanta. Reb Yisrael Hoye Medaber Tomid Al Tshuva Miyira. Reb Yisrael used to speak about Tshuva Miyira. Tshuva based on fear of Hashem. Vehirchiv Ledaber Al Godel Hayira Ve'oimek Hadin. How the importance of Yira and how much there is to be afraid of, and the depths of din and oinesh that exists. V'ilu Rabbi Itzala, Dibra Tomid al Tshuva Me'ava. Rabbi Itzala, his Talmud, Muvik, only spoke about Tshuva Me'ava. Mitoy Chiyuve HaKores HaToiv LaKodesh Baruch Hu, based on the appreciation, HaKores HaToiv, that we have to Hashem. Shemeti Ve'oise Imonu Chesed V'chulei, because he's always doing good for us and doing Chesed for us. Madu Hishinu Miderech Rabbi. So he says like this. He answered him as follows. No, and he said, L'choira, so he answered him like this. He says, Tshuva Meyira hu darga yoser gavua. He says, Tshuva Meyira is really higher than Tshuva Me'ava. Everybody thinks Tshuva Me'ava is the highest, but look what he says. Bedor shalonu loy mesugolim lachzor b'tshuva mitoich yiro v'fachad. In our generation, we're not mesugol. We can't do tshuva out of fear. Ki im no'erer b'libeinu es ha'pachad me'ho'inesh. If we're going to awaken in our hearts the fear of punishment, ze yemoitei toysonu. It's going to destroy us. It's going to destroy us. It's going to make us fall apart. It's not going to cause us progress, to progress in Avedis Hashem. Ulam b'derash Rabbi Yisrael, shehoyu b'dargo yoyser gevoya. They were on a higher level. Hoyu misayrim the tshuva mitoich yiras o'inish. Yiras o'inish could awaken them. Lochein, omalo Rabbi Yitzel, shebedor shalonu, i'efsho lo'ira al yedei ha'yira. If in our generation, it can't be through yira, elorak al yedei she'ashuvu me'av. Says that's what Reb Itzler said, that we have to go back. Now, the truth of the matter is that Tshuva Me'ava is the highest level. The only thing is that the generation of Reb Yisrael wasn't high enough to deal with Tshuva Me'ava, so they had to do the Tshuva Me'ira. But they were still high enough that they could deal with Yira. They had enough Ava, they had enough connection, they had enough appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had enough confidence in what they were doing, they had enough Beschusim and Ruchnius and Dveikus Bashem that they could deal with that. We don't want to be. Yes, we're afraid. We don't want to be punished. We don't want to be taken to task. It's going to be very bad, very painful. We have to do something about it. He says today, and this is Reb Yisrael was over 100 years ago. This is, Kimat 100 years ago. So we're talking about 100 years ago yet. What should we say today? And Memela, he said, so therefore, even though Reb Yisrael did that, but he was confident that Rabbi Yisrael too would have agreed that today it doesn't apply. And this, I think, is very significant. Why? Because the avodah that takes place from Yom Kippur through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is certainly an avodah that deals with Ava, not Yira. Yira is barely to be found in the days of, just think. So Chazal says it's the Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinus. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's almost like who's counting. If you're busy with mitzvahs, you're doing mitzvahs, you're looking for a lulav and an esrog, and you're building a sukkah. So Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinus. We're not going to take cheshbon for these 4 days. Sorry. Then comes the Yontif, Simcha, a day of Simcha. It's all about Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It's all about Avas Hashem. If you look in the the Rambam in Hilchus, where it talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, talks Afal pishim kol amoides. It was a mitzvah smach b'chagas Sukkos. There was a simcha yisera. Samachtem fei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim. What did they do? And he speaks about them. Hey chois ha simcha zu hachol and makam and agim bekinov. Everybody danced and sang, and the gedolei hador used to do acrobatics, and misha chazal say misha loiroh simcha space shoeva loiroh simcha miyomov. Anyone who didn't see a Simcha Space Shoeva in action in the Beis HaMikdosh never saw Simcha in his life. And I assume, because it wasn't just the acrobatics, and it wasn't just the juggling the fire and whatever they did there, but it was all with that sense of ruchnius and that sense of purpose. And look what he says: Hasimcha sheyismach odem ba'asiyas hamitzvah uva'avas hakel shetzivo bohen avoido gedoy lehi. He says, what is the simcha? This is the simcha we're talking about. V'somachtu b'chagecho, sheyismach odem ba'asiyas hamitzvah. He rejoices in the privilege of doing the mitzvah. Uva'avas hokel shetzivo bohen. And in the love of Hashem who commanded. So this is a simcha of rejoicing, of feeling privileged, and of expressing our love of Hashem. And he goes on, kol ha'moneya, whatever. And this was done from the korban tomid shel beino arbayim. They brought the korban tomid, let's say, in the middle of the afternoon, until they did the nisuch hamayim in the morning, until the korban shel shachris. So, good part of the afternoon and all night long, they were oisik in simcha. So here you got this. The first 4 days, rishon lecheshbon avoinus. Those are 3 days, whatever that means. I don't know exactly. Then comes this yontif, simcha, 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 simcha. Ad kedei kach, that it's brought in the biography of the Goyin, that in Vilna, in his time, there was a minhag that Hoshana Rabbah, since Hoshana Rabbah is the final day of the chasima, so, or the whatever, that stage. So he says, so they used to have slichas and the Yud Gimel Midas, they had a whole thing in shul, they would daven at night with like Yom Kippur night, the same. The Goyin wanted to be mevatlet, and he wanted to have a simcha space shoeva. The Goyin, I can't imagine what he did at a simcha space shoeva. You know, the Goyin wasn't mevatlet, he used to do tshuva for the seconds of bittul Torah that he had in a whole year. He wanted, there should be a simcha space shoeva and be mevatel the slichas. And he had a dream or something that the Pesmin HaShomayim, that they told him not to be mevatlet. But that was his das Torah, you know. That loy b'shemayim he. The halacha is that they should have been mevatlet. They go in hell. He couldn't do it. That he had some dream that wasn't. But that ad kedekach simcha, 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 simcha. And what is that simcha? Listen to. So he says. He just says it. V'asiyas hamitzvah avos hakel. Listen to the kesef, the Magid Mishnah. He says like this. The ikar hadover who. She'ein roi loyla odom lasis hamitzvahs mitzad she'ein choyva olof. It's not appropriate to do the mitzvahs mitzad she'ein choyva. Oh, a burden, a responsibility. Ve'hu muchroch ve'onus vasiyosan. I'm forced. I'm an oynes. I gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Elo chayev lasis ve'hu elo chiyuv lasis ve'hu. So sameach basiyoson, yeah, he's mechuyev to do it, but he's sameach basiyoson. He's happy with the doing. The yase hatoiv mitzad shehu toiv. He does the good because it's good. The yivchar beemes mitzad shehu emes, and he chooses truth because it's truth. The yokel be'ein of tirchon, and the tircha that it puts him through is easy. It's a cinch. It's nothing with all the difficulty that the mitzvah really puts on. Places on him, it's nothing because it's all privilege. V'yoven ki lekach noitzor, because he realized that this is the reason I was created. L'shamesh es koinoi, to serve his creator. U'kshehu oise ma shenivro b'shviloi, and doing that for which he was created. He's fulfilling his purpose in life. The purpose is the ultimate fulfillment and happiness. Yismach the yogel, the fishes, he'll rejoice the fishes, simchas shar dvorim, tluyim bedvorim betalim. Other simchas are tluyim and all dvorim betalim, worthless things. She'enon kayomim, they don't exist. They don't continue to exist. They don't last. Avo hasimcha ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, uvelemidas ha-teira, v'ha-chochmo, hi hasimcha ha-mitzis. If your heart is full of chokhmah, then I'm going to rejoice too. That's the grace. So this is really what it's all about. And this is the whole Sukkos experience. This is what we're doing in the privilege. It's a simcha. I think it's the Marsha that I saw many years ago that explains that the whole simcha space ha-shoeva and the drawing the mayim and pouring it on the mizbeach is all a pure simcha shel mitzvah. The Gemara says, why do they do it? Because it says, u'shavte mayim b'sosoin. And I think the pshat that he explains is that mayim is a very, it's like, it's not wine. It's a very insignificant substance. I mean, it has significance for the world, but it's prevalent. It's cheap. It's not it's nothing, you know, exciting, exotic, so special that we're doing. And it's just purely, there's nothing misamech, the wine. Maybe you smell the wine. Maybe you dream yourself drinking the wine. Maybe you dream yourself what you'd feel like after you drink the wine. But water is water. That's all. So it's pure, ushavte mayim b'sosin, pure simcha shel mitzvah. This is really what, so this is all what this whole yontif is about, is simcha shel mitzvah. And even though there was minhogim on Shana Rabba to do other things, the goyin really held the greatest accomplishment, the greatest aliyah, the greatest madrega that a person can achieve is this connection to Hashem, because he appreciates, I'm doing her toiv mipnei shu toiv, I'm doing her emes mipnei shu emes, I feel privileged, this is the purpose of my creation, and memela I have the ultimate simcha. And that, it seems, is the avoida that one has to do in order to be able to assure that that which took place on Yom Kippur will be, I guess, properly processed in the days of Shana Rabba and Shmini Atzeres. Okay, now there's another I think practical, or there's two practical aspects that we could deal with, which could be very helpful. One of the things that is brought, and he brings it in the Sherish Yisrael Sherish Avodah, it's well known. That's hopefully what motivates us to be here tonight. And that is that Hashana Rabba is supposed to be a special day for Limud HaTorah. It seems that the schus of Limud HaTorah on Hashana Rabba is Ein L'Shayer. In the Velt, they read Mishneh Torah. Originally, the Nusach is that they mashlim the whole Torah, that they finish the whole Torah. I think they got it. Mishneh Torah is supposed to, but that's all you can accomplish maybe in one night. But they're finishing the Torah and the learning, and that has such a koyach to also to influence the final stages. Again, the din that was decided has not been approved for delivery yet. And the Mela, the Schus HaTorah, can have a tremendous hashpah in that area. The truth is that it would seems to me that really works the same way, because if you look at Rashi, when Rashi says Vahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha, the next pasuk says Vahoyu Hadvarim Ha'ele. Rashi says Mahu Ha'avo Vahoyu Hadvarim Ha'ele. Let's see if I can find such a Rashi. Let's see. That one can't be anyplace else. Here. V'avtos Hashem Elokecha, chol levavcha v'shnei nesarecha, nafshecha afilu notes nafshecha, chol me'idecha mido mido, v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, mahu ha'avo. What is love? You're supposed to love Hashem. What is that? Not how do you get it? Mahu ho'ava. That's the way he learns. Sifri's Loshen is Ketzad. So he learns Mahu ho'ava. Because since Torah, a person comes to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be medabik bidrochov and to connect and to follow the ways of Hashem, the midos of Hashem. So he says, therefore, since the Torah brings him to that, that is the mitzvah, that is Ava. I guess the pshat is like this, that if for a person to v'hoyu advar me'ele, it's alavovecho, it's v'shinanto levonecho, means talmidim, and to be so involved in the learning, that in itself is the ultimate expression, that's the physical hechitimtza of expressing the Avas Hashem. It isn't just the thing that brings, it's because it brings me to be makir Hashem, this is defined as essence of Avas. So Limud HaTorah is really a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and it seems from the whole avoda there is the whole idea of love of Hashem and doing a mitzvah with the sense of privilege and Avas HaKel, that seems to be the tremendous chus that we have in this time. And even though this judgment was, so to speak, hanging, and one would say maybe some more serious things like tshuva, maybe fasting. Not only are we not fasting, we're told we should, the recent years, they're mefarsim, the chiyuv to drink, it's the end of Yontif, so I can mention it, the chiyuv to drink a revius wine every day, of Yontif. I shouldn't have said that, that's not nice. Anyway, yeah, but lemaisa, all these things, no, this is what it is. The only place, it's interesting, the only place I found in the Yisoy V'Sharash HaAvoidah was at the very last minute, when after Hoshana Rabbah, by Shmini Atzeres, which is the final stage, according to what he says. He says Hoshana Rabbah is the day that the petek is given over, the kvitl is given over to the shluchim to be able to deliver it, but they're not given permission to deliver until Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the day when they're given Rishus. So he says, V'yizoyer ha'odem me'oid me'oid b'yoyim zesh Shmini Atzeres lefashfesh b'ma'asav heitev ki ikar mesiris ha'gzardin al ha'odem hu b'yoyim hazeh ki mevor b'zoyer. Aval pi she'nimseru ha'pitkin ha'pit Pitcoin b'yom Hoshana Rabba. Adayin lo nitnu reshus lahashlichim lifol dover ad Shmini Atzeres. Shebiyom haze im lo yosod shuva gemura ve'amitis noisim reshus l'shluchim shalmala shekiblu ha-pitcoin meyesmo sheyasu ve'anishu gefi mashakosu ve'pitkin. Okay, so then the reshus is only given over then. So Memele, he says, so this is the first of Nam Hoshana Rabba. He doesn't mention Hoshana Rabbah lefashrish b'maso. Hoshana Rabbah, he talks about learning. The whole Yontif, they talk about the Simcha and the Simchas Beis HaShoev and the Simchas Yontif. And only at the very last moment when the Rishus is already being given over there, he says lefashrish b'maso. And he seems to equate that with a tshuva gemura. So it sounds like there's a whole avoida here. And at the very end, one should really give another lefashmish b'mas of hativ to see that that if there's anything hanging out there that we should commit ourselves to correct it. But that's only mentioned on Shmini Atzeres, not even on Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, I'd like to mention something else, which I hope won't be seen as a contradiction. But it's a very, very, I think it's a very powerful thing. We don't have to forget about Yira altogether. In case anybody's religious sensibilities was offended by, trying to belittle our, personal sensibilities, belittling us enough that we can't even handle Yira, or belittling Yira, which seems so precious. Certainly many of us in our chinuch have been exposed to the need for Yira and have been exposed to the whip and, and the pachad, and we've heard so much about it, and the mela, it sounds a little bit bizarre to take it away from us. So listen to this Rashi. The Pasuk says, Dovid HaMelech says in Tes Zayin in Tilim, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, ki mimini balemoit. Zok Rashi, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. Shivisi means he's there in front of me. So he says, Bechol masai samti moiro'oi lenegd einai. Wow. A this we should really close. We shouldn't be discussing this, right? According to Rabbi Tzila, this is not for us. But listen to what Rashi says. Because the Pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit, I place the fear of Hashem in front of my eyes all the time. Ki mimini bal emuit, from my right hand or side, he doesn't leave, he doesn't let go. Look what he says. Bechol masai samti meiroi lenegad einai velomo, ki mimini hu tomid laozreini lebal emuit. Because he's always there on my right side to help me, lebal emuit, that I shouldn't fall. So it seems, and even David HaMelech, who dealt with Yira, he was certainly, he was big enough to deal with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Yira and then some. So even David HaMelech, he says, why was he able? Bechol masai samti meiroi lenegad einai v'loma ki mimini hu tomid lazreini. Because he felt and he knew that Hashem was always by his side. The ability to have yira is enhanced. David HaMelech says is made possible. Is brought to you by v'loma only because mimini balemoit. If a person comes to realize that mimini balemoit, Hashem is always with me. Everything, it's all about it. He takes care of me. Takes care of me. Dash kocha putis. From the time I get up in the morning and everything that I do and every brocha that I make reminds me of it. And every event that takes place and every incident and every coincidence, so to speak. And all of it, and I realize, is mimini balemuit. It's like there was a famous, a woman who was a Holocaust survivor. And she used to lecture about the Holocaust. I forgot her name. And when people would ask her, where was God during the Holocaust? She would say, right here, right by my side. That's why I'm here today, and that's where he was. Ki mimini bal emoit. If we feel mimini bal emoit, then I can deal with yira. Then I could put the yiras Hashem leneged einai. And David HaMelech said that. David HaMelech needed that advice, even for him. So I would say, I don't know to what extent, and he says more. Lochein, the next pasuk says, Somach libi vayogel kvoidi af besori yishkoi levetach, zok Rashi, lefi shani botuach, ki lo yisazov nafshi leshoil. He says, I'm botuach, that, in other words, it was inspired him that he's bitochen in Hashem, and therefore he's yogel kvoidi, somach libi, and yogel besori, and even I'm not worried about anything, all because I have this sense of trust that emanated from the fact that mimini balemoit. That seems to be a tremendous koyach. Now, the truth of the matter is, and I don't know, and this is conjectured a little bit, but the truth of the matter is, that, and I wanted a little bit to go on now to in just learning a little bit in the inyan of the kavona of the sukkah, but the truth of the matter is that there's a machlokes. But either way, when the Torah says leman yedu deiraseichem ki besukkos or shabtias bnei Yisrael, the sukkos that we pasken like Rabbi Elazar, that it's talking about the Anani Yaakovid, and the truth of the matter is that is mamish the message. What exactly the point is, we'll see. But the message is mimini balemoit. Anani HaKovet was on top, on the sides, on the bottom. Total protection, the Chazal described. Total protection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over me. He's here. He's taking care of me. It's cold at night. Okay, he turns on the heat. It's hot by day. Turns on the air conditioning. I get hungry every once in a while. The one at my doorstep, I get thirsty. There's a be'er. Need meat occasionally. He takes care of that too. Whatever. Some discussion, negotiations about that. But everything, give out. Ki mimini balemuit. If we can come to realize that mimini balemuit, then we can maybe, and again, conjecture, maybe the chisorin in the generation that couldn't deal with the yira is because they were lacking in the mimini balemoit. That would seem to be logical. Because David HaMelech said, Loma was I samti yira sashem neged einai, because Mimini Bal Emoit. So to the degree that they didn't see the Mimini Bal Emoit to the extent that they could have, that they should have, on their level, they were on a high level, these people, Mele was to that degree, they couldn't deal with the Yira. So even if we feel, and if we want, and we should, to a certain extent, we certainly need some level of Yira. If you bring up children without any, at least with a stick in the closet, if you don't have at least a stick in the closet, we used to call it a rimmon. I don't know where that comes from, Polish, or what's that, a rimmon? It's the strap. And if you have to, you don't have at least, if the mother can't say, when your father comes home tonight, something, there has to be something there. But we really can't deal with that. But if there's Mimini Bal Emoit, if we taka have such, and it's really very poshut, because if we have such a positive image of Hashem, if we see Hashem's chesed, if we see Olam Chesed Yibone, if we see that He created the world with Mishpat only for the purpose of Chesed, if we see that He was hiked in the Midas HaRachma and made it a shutuf with the Chesed, and then if we see, and here's really where I in the title I put this in, that Hoshana Rabbah is really not the end. It's really not the end. First of all, it's not the end because He only gives over the Petek. Shmini Atzeres is the day when the permission is given. Shmini Atzeres is a very interesting day. Of all the days to choose, why does He choose? A day that has no significance. There's no historical event that we're commemorating on Shmini Atzeres. Only one thing, Chazal say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atzor, Kosha Olai Pridaschem. Stop, don't go away. Don't go away. We've been together 7 days in the Beis HaMikdosh. Please, I beg of you, one more day. The greatest expression, the emotional, in human terms, like the ultimate expression of, I can't bear to let you go. You're going away for 6 months. Agav, it says that Shavuos is the Atzeres for Pesach. So for 6 weeks, I can tolerate it, but 6 months, I can't. You're going away for 6 months. I can't allow that. I can't. Give me one more day. I remember the mothers in Scranton used to beg the kids, Taka for Simchas Torah, don't go back. You just came home. I remember the fights they used to have, once they just for Yontif, don't go back to Yeshiva for Simchas Torah. What are you doing? Give me two more days, 1 days, 2 days, whatever. Kosha Olai Pridaschem. That's the day where the Klal Yisrael is the recipient of such love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're aware of the extent of the love that Hashem has, and they're infused with that love to Kemayim Aponim El Ponim Keneva Odom El Odom, which certainly applies there too, that it brings out the love in Klal Yisrael. That's the day that the Rishus is given over to the, and on that day, not only that, we're mesameach to the Chazal, we're mesaken, we're mesameach with the Torah, which in itself is a tremendous chus, to be machshev of the Torah, to realize what it is, and that also works. So everything is going for us. But I just want to, before we conclude this piece, I just want to mention one more thing, and that is the loopholes. Really, the finality of the Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, is in terms of, yes, it was done, it's a done deal, there's a gzeira, the gzeira is out, the petek was given over, the permission was given to enact. But look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in place to interfere with the system. For example, Just one of so many examples. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Yud Zayin. The Gemara says the pasuk says Hashem is noisy over in the over al pesha. He carries sin and he overlooks pesha, rebellion. So Chazal darsh lemi noisy ovoin lemi she over al pesha. To who does he carry? Does he carry the sin, so to speak? He doesn't. Hold him responsible for the sin, to one who is over al pesha, who is mavra al midosav, who when other people hurt him or insult him or do something to him, he looks the other way. He's not makpid so much with people. Listen to this. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yoshua Cholash. He got sick. All Rav Popoli Shulei Bey, Rav Popoli went up to ask about him. Chazia de Cholosh Le'alma. He saw he was Cholosh Le'alma, whether it means he was dying or he was dead, but it was all over. Omar Lohu Tzvisule Zvadso. He says, order the Tachrichim, Rashi says. It was over. There's nothing to talk about. He didn't daven for him. You know, he said, order Tachrichim. It's time to bury him. Lesoif Ispakach. He got better. Yeah, have a michsef Rav Popel lemechse. He was surprised, shocked to see him. He met him. Omalei, my choses. What did you see up there? Or well, you know, what went on? What happened? Omalei, ein hochi. Have it was true. I was dead. I was finished. For omalehu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to the Bezdin Shalmalo, hoyel v'loy mekim b'mile loy takuma b'hadei, since he wasn't makpid with people on things that they said to him, you can't be makpid with him. Shenemar noisi oven v'ever al pesha lemi noisi oven lo'ever al pesha. The one whose sins can be carried, can be overlooked, the one who's over al pesha overlooks other people. So, and an amazing thing over here. This, by the way, doesn't say it was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. This is the middle of the year. This haste. There was a gzeira. There was a gzeira, and not only was there a gzeira, the petik was given over, and the reshus to enact the petik was there, and it was done. The Malach HaMovis came with his prescription. He had his permission slip. He came with a permission slip. Is that a pink slip? I don't know what they call it. Anyway, he came with his permission slip. And he said, no time, and he did his thing. Sorry. He was Mavral Amidas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his system ways of bypassing even the judgment that was certified and legalized and authorized and permitted to be delivered. Because he, again, this is over al pesha, maver, the minayse over the misha, over al pesha, mida keneket mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking only, chesed, and rachamim, this is what he looks for, this is what he created the world with, this is what it's all about, and he, another opportunity, and this is a way, I guess, it's almost like an entitlement. In other words, in din, this is what he deserved. He had an entitlement going for him. He showed the entitlement, and now it's mahapech ledin ad kedei kach. There are many things like that too. The one that shocking, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, asei ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho kedei sheyaseh ritzoinecho kirtzoinoi. That's also very nogea to today as well. Say asei ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho. You're telling me reach such high levels that I do the Rotzon Hashem as if it was my personal Rotzon. Like Avraham Avinu, it says, V'rotzo lishchoito yisoy. Avraham Avinu wanted to shecht Yitzchok because Hashem said shecht. V'rotzo, that's the nusach we say in the Korbonus by the nusach Ashkenaz. V'rotzo lishchoito yisoy. Kidei lasus ritzoinecho. So that's what, say ritzoinecho kirtzoinecho, reach such a level. Why? Then Hashem will be able to do all those petty ritzonis that you asked if it was his rotzen. That's cheap. That's the way you talk. You talk to a person, tell him to motivate him to reach the highest levels. Kedei, that Hashem should grant him his new car, his new bicycle, his new skateboard, his new, iPhone 8, 9, whatever he wants. You know, what's going on over here? The Teretz is, it's Meiridik. I think someone told me that they found this, or Chaim Volozhiner said this too, but I look at that must be the Pshat in the Mishnah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us everything. The Chesed Hashem is to give us everything, Ritzoineinu Kirtzoinoi. Everything we want, whatever you desire, that's what I want. Chesed! That's what chesed is, whatever. Every chesoron and every desire and every hatova and everything in the world that I could give you. And he's right there, mimini balemoi, to give it to us. The only thing is, he has a system of mishpat. Because if he gives us without mishpat, or without at least a mishpat that it was magdim the rachamim, and shotfei with a mishpat, there has to be a justification. There has to be some bypass. There has to be some entitlement. He gave us an entitlement. You do Ritzoini Kirtzoinecho, then I'll be able to do everything for you, which is what I want to do. Again, a bypass. What? Well, I guess the probably the simplest answer to that is try doing Ritzoino Kirtzonecho and then let me know what a joke it is. You know what I mean? It's not a simple level to reach. But the point is, it's the Ritzoino Kirtzonecho. Imagine Avraham Avinu standing there, and I'm not shechting Yitzchok because Hashem told me. That's one part. That's part of it. I really want to shech. Not I want to listen to Hashem. That's what I says. It says, "Kimoy shekovesh Avraham Avinu es rachamov mi ben yechidoy verotzo lishchoit oisoy kitei lasis ritzoynecho." Okay. I don't know if I haven't come to 10 yet. Wait, we didn't even get to that one yet. Wait, that's next year's idea. No. I was wanted to do it now. Yeah. No. What's the joke? Because every one of these things look. You know something. I'm gonna answer you. Okay, I'm gonna answer you. I'm gonna answer you. Because really, I should have started at the beginning, but I didn't. It's my mistake. I wanted to. I have it right here. So I did intend to, but I forgot. Mesillas Yesharim in the first parak, before we start the GPS, which tells us all the levels that we have to go, he tells us where we're going, right? He gives us the end result before we even start. And he says very clearly that to Odom Lo Nivra El Lisanigal Hashem. This was the purpose of creation. Hashem wanted to do the ultimate chesed and to give us this tainug, this closeness with Hashem, which would give us the greatest pleasure, and that's the ultimate chesed that he wants to give us. And he says that really the ultimate place for that is Olam Haba, because it doesn't have the physical distractions, that's the way I learned Pshat over here, of this world. But this world, a person can have also a great level of connection to Hashem, v'chulei, v'chulei. And he says, what gets us there is the emtsoim, is the mitzvahs, okay? The mitzvahs are the way to get us to reach the level that we could have this Lord, this dveikus b'Hashem. Now, wait a second, okay? Chazal say, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Bereishis, exactly where it is. I could find it, but I don't recall right now. Lo nitno ha-mitzvahs ela letzarif ben asabriyos. The mitzvahs were really given for one purpose, to refine our character. The tachlis of everything is for a person to become godly. Mahu rachum mafato rachum, mahu chanun mafato chanun. Dveikus b'Hashem requires for fakert. The mitzvah in this world of uboy sidbok v'dovakto boy is leleches b'chol d'rochov. Mahu rachum mafato rachum. Hevi mistabik b'drochov. Mahu goymel chesed hafato. Mahu mavakr choylem hafato. Mahu malbish arumim hafato. Different chazal. So really the ultimate goal is to create this balmidis. One second. This is the goal. And that really is the tachlis. And all Hashem wants is we should get there. And he gives us many opportunities. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis that at the end of Makkos that Hashem chofetz the man tzidkoi shel Yisroel chazal darshan, that he gave us many mitzvahs. Really, maybe we could reach shleimus with one mitzvah b'shleimus. But we need many mitzvahs because people have different tiers, people have different capabilities, different times, different situations, and he gave us many opportunities. But the opportunity is to reach shleimus. And anything, whatever we can do to reach shleimus, that's the ultimate. And that shleimus is ha-shleimus ho-amiti hu-hadveikus bo-yisborach. That's what the Maseil Hashem tells us. It's that ultimate connection to Hashem. So if a person can work on ritzoinu kirtzoinecho, then of course Hashem looks for excuses, because these excuses, the fulfillment of the mitzvahs in the deepest way possible, make me that ultimate dovuk b'Hashem. And just to put a little bit of rational explanation to that, if you bear with me one more moment, if you look at the Sifri at the end of Parshas Bahar, where it says the Torah gives a mitzvah to a tzivui, to a Jew who's sold to a goy as a slave, to avodayhem, he still has to keep the mitzvahs. And the Sifri says that the Pasuk is teaching him, don't say as follows, Ma rabbi oved avodah zorah afani kamoyo. My master is an idol worshiper, I'm going to be like him. Marabi shefech domim afani kamoyu. Marabi mechal shabbos afani kamoyu. Talmud loimer avodayhem. No, you're still an eved to Hashem, even though you were sold as an eved to this goy. I ask you a question. What Jew who's working for a goy, who's not treating him like we treat an eved ivri, if he has only one pillow, he's going to give it to him to sleep, all right? What Jew is going to want to be Mechalel Shabbos because that oppressor of his is Mechalel Shabbos? The Teretz is, there's a psychology that when we are Meshubad, of course, Lahavdil, this is in a very negative vein, but to the degree that we are Meshubad, it's to that degree that we crave to emulate. And I would, if you'll permit me, take that and explain the same thing with Avodas Hashem. That the more that a person feels that shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that he feels that I'm doing Ritzoyne Kirtzoynecho. It's so, I'm so Meshubad, like the Magid Mishnah says, I'm doing the Chiyuv, but I'm doing the Chiyuv. Oysa Emes, Neshu Emes, Oysa Atoiv, Neshu Toiv, Sameach to do it because this is the purpose of creation. The more that a person internalizes that sense of Shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that he internalizes the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that he craves to become just like him. And that's the ultimate tachlis. Because Hashlemus or Amiti, who Advekus by Yisborach, the more degree that a person reaches Shlemus in this world and is Mashlem, his midas, it's to that degree that he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what it's all about. So whether it's this way or that way, all the same thing with Bitochen. What is Bitochen? Bitochen is also a bypass. Thank you for mentioning it. I almost forgot. Imagine that. I almost forgot to mention Bitochen. Anyway, what? Huh?
Show for one.
Who?
Yeah.
So no.
How is that making a joke on the system? That and
I don't understand.
Silencing the sutton. Oh, Hashem, the PBA. When you're being judged. I'm saying that's.
What's the joke?
I'm saying, how is that not?
What's
those
the joke?
Excuse me.
Listen to me. If my secular lawyer would be the one that advised that, I'd say that's a joke. You know? But if it's the judge himself, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, listen, I created this world only for chesed. My end goal is that you achieve Shlemus. That's all I want. And part of the way I do it is this system. But part of that system is that since you are human and since you are going to err and odemein tzadik boris asher yaseh tov velo yechto, so I'm giving you not only the basic system, I'm also giving you the ways to deal with your shortcomings, with your failures, with your lack of fulfilling the system properly. And the point here is that even after the Yom Kippur, and even after the Shana Rabbah, and even after the Shmini Atzeres, he's still giving us an opportunity to be able to deal with this. And there are many such opportunities. The Bitochen is one, and this is what I wanted to say, but before you just mentioned this last one, Bitochen, Reb Meir Simcha says, the source for Bitochen is the Pasuk Uboy Sidbok. In Dveikus Bashem, because that's what it is. When a person has Bitochen, a person feels Mimini Bal Emoit, then the Pshat is, I'm ultimately connected to Hashem. It's in my kishkis. It's my entire life is all totally in that. I realize everything is all the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's all there is in life. That's the only thing that exists. That's the only player in town. So Mimela, I deepen that Dveikus, and that's really the ultimate Tachlis. It all boils down to the same thing. It all boils down to the Letzarif Benes Habriyos, which allows the ultimate Dveikus Bashem. Letzarif Benes Habriyos is the means to fulfill Ho'odom Lo Nivro El Lesaneg Al Hashem. And that's really what it's all about. That's what the Simchas Yontif is about, the Simchas Beis Shoev is about, that's what the Limud HaTorah is about, that's what it's all about. Of course not. That's part. Sure. Ashrei Om Yoidei Srua. He gave us the secret. He gave us a secret. You want to know what other secret he gave us? He gave us, you get, please, it's late. You know, you want another, here. Here's another secret. I'll tell you another secret. Where's, here, oh, here's, listen to this secret. You hear? Listen to this secret. Yeah. This is a secret. This is already, we have one more chance at this secret tomorrow morning. Ulakachtem lochem. This is a Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Emor. Moshal Mohadova Doimer. No. Here we go again. Oh, here it is. Here, Ulakachtem lochem beyom arishoin. Oz yirannu atzei ayor lifnei Hashem kibolish peites oretz. The Atzei Hayar, the trees of the forest, are singing Hashem, in front of Hashem. He's coming to judge the world. So listen to this. Kodesh Baruch Hu is down the Umas Ha'olam and Yisrael b'Yom HaKippurim. Eilov Eilov Nechnosin L'din. Amein Odom Yoidim Mi Noitzeach. Both go into din, and we don't know who won. Right? We don't know what's happening. Are we going to be on top, or they going to be on top? What's how we going to win? They're going to win. What happened? Nobody knows the results. Moshal to two people going to a din in front of the king. Nobody knows what happened. El Hamelech Bilvar, only the king. Donon Hamelech, Vlahoyo Habriyos Yoidos, Minotzech Lechaveroi. They don't know the result of the din Torah. Elo, Mishahu Yoitse, Veegois Biodoi. Now, what egoist is not. It sounds like they changed the gears. It sounds like it's a mogen, a shield. The one who goes out with the shield in his hand, that's like the sign of his victory. He says, "Kach Yisrael v'umas ha'olam nichnosin l'din b'yom ha'kippurim ve'ein habriyos yoides minotzech." Nobody knows. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Tulu lulovchem b'yedeichem." Take your lulovim and walk out with your lulov. Hold the lulovim high. That everyone should know that you're zeichem badin. Okay, I want to ask you a question. Yeah, that's it. Now, so we take a lulav, and therefore what? So, what if I wasn't zeichem badin? What's going on over here? Huh? It's, what is it, making fun of the whole system, right? What? Making a joke out of the whole system. Exactly. Very good. It's a medrash defending what you say. Yeah. What's the pshat? I think the pshat must be a poshet like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, listen, I want you to go out and express confidence. Show the world that you are menatzeach. And even if you weren't menatzeach, and that's chus, it'll be mahapach the din. How do you like that? Tell me something else you could say over here. I admit it's from the outside. But
nothing.
What?
It's not all or nothing. It's like everyone gets some score, some have a din.
No, but this is, no, but here he's saying, you showed, he says, look, kedei sheyedu hakoil shatem zeichem badin. So good, how do you know? So that's zeichem badin? Maybe we didn't. Maybe we're not zeichem badin. No, good, but what if we're not zeichem? How do you know? This year, you're right. Yeah, this is this on Sukkot. Maybe we're not around anymore. The right things are going in this world. Who knows? It tells me because there's a promise. So then what's he saying? That's what I think the pshat must be. The pshat is that we express it. It's a schus for us. That's the schus for Klal. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, just like the shofar. It's the same thing. He gives us a shofar. He says, I'm giving you something. You act this way. Go out with your sign, with your victory sign like this. You know, carry your shield high. And the world, you'll announce to the world. And Mamele, you will now be zeicha that to win in the din. That's what it seems. It seems very clear. It seems very clear that the power of bitochen can change. The bitochen can change. The famous thing from Chaim Volozhin, Einoid Milvadoi. What do you mean? There's a sakona. There's a mazik. There's a Gemara in Chulin. Kishiv can be makrish pamalish omailo. Einoid Milvadoi. Not if you're focused on Einoid Milvadoi. What do you mean? This is the ultimate power. It can even go against the decision. Einoid Milvadoi. That's those are the koiches that we have. We have these koiches. We have to develop it. It's all a factor of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a factor of connection, how much connected, how much we feel mimini bal emoit, how much we feel the hashgacha protis, how much we feel the bitochon, how much we feel the amavra midoisim is the same. Why am I amavra midoisim? Because I know, you know, that's Hashem. Hashem runs the world. What you do to me, you can't do anything. The Chovei Salvova says, you can't hurt me. It's all min hashamayim. All these things, you know. I say ritzon and kiritzon necho. I'm doing the Rotzon Hashem as if it was, I've so internalized Hashem's chesed. I so trust him. I so believe in him. I so accept him. I so feel privileged to do his Rotzon. It's as if it's Ritzon Echo. That's the goal. Those are the goals. That's what it's all about. It all boils down to the same thing. Well, yeah, it's like what? Same thing. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing, because what is the bris there? Sheyasu lefonai seder zeh, because you're connecting with the midas Hashem and you're inspiring yourself and you're elevating yourself in that area. That's what it's all about. It's like the mashkiach that caught this guy during the shmooze. He was sleeping and he says, "Yankel vasa migaret, you know, what did we speak about?" And the shmooze says, "Medav sein guten frum." You know, the same thing. You have to be good, you have to be frum. It's the same thing over and over again. So it's the same thing here, you know, over and over again. All right, Rabbi say, anyway, so I think two things. Number one, we certainly got to do whatever we could do today. And the Schus HaTorah is prominent. The Mokum Tefillah is not Shaykh. Tomorrow morning there's all kinds of tefillahs. By the way, I think I saw in the Tomer Dvoira, but I may have seen it someplace else. But I looked for it today, I couldn't find it. Ani v'hoi hoishiono. What does that mean? So Oscar has a whole thing about the quarter Rashi in Sukkah. But I saw in one of the, you know, the Sforim HaKadoshim, that ani v'hoi refers to ani v'hu, like anvehu, like I'm doimel Hashem. I ask Hashem to save us because ani v'hu, because I'm doimel to Hashem. I'm working to create the mahu afato, the schus of mahu afato, because that's the tachlis. The tachlis of everything is lo nitno hamitzvus elo letzaref benes abriyos. Mahu rachum afato rachum. If I can elevate myself to that level, then I got it. That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's time to learn a little bit. What? Which medrash? Oh, you found it? Oh, wow, look at that. I couldn't find it if my life depended on it. Here, it's in Lech Lecha. What? He gives out, look at the example. Oh yeah, I have seen this year. I think I saw this. Right, I forgot where it was though. Hey, think Hashem cares? Does it make a difference to him if you shech from here or from here, the back or the front? Yeah. And in this one he says also, Imras Hashem Tzrufa, the end of that pasuk is Mogin Hu L'chol HaChosim Boy. It says, everyone who puts his trust in Hashem will be protected by Hashem. And you know the famous vort from the Goyin. I love it, it's just so cute. The Goyin, when he said, it says Mogin Hu L'chol HaChosim Boy. So the Goyin says, Yishtet L'chol HaChosim Boy. To all those who put their trust and chaysoy in the going holes is bitochen without a promise. There's no promise. Batuach means there was a promise. Chaysoy, that's toif. Lachzus b'Hashem b'toech ba'odom. It's better to have chaysoy in Hashem without a promise than to trust a human being with a promise. Anyway, so it says, Mogin hu l'chol ha'chaysim boy. So he says, Nisht no Eliyahu, unisht no Chaim. Reb Chaim Voloshin. Not only Eliyahu, and not only... to everybody. It applies. That was the Nishno, those two. You know, but anyway, this is what it is. So, Bez Hashem. All right, listen, if anyone wants, I think it's late, and if anyone wants to learn a little bit, we could, you know...